Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Buck Brief. Let's dive into it. Today, we find out the CDC is telling everybody to get another booster shot. That's right, another shot. Plus, the Biden White House is telling the press that they need to demand more information about the probe into Joe Biden and impeachment. So this is the White House giving them their marching orders. I thought they're supposed to speak truth to power. And then President Biden should not run in 2024, according to David Ignatius, Washington Post columnist. We shall certainly discuss that. Let's start, if we can, with the CDC situation. They are telling people that it is time to get another shot. I think, and I don't promise you this is the right number, but I think that they are at 8 boosters at this point. I think you're at 8. Booster shots. Is it 7 or 6? I don't know. Something like that. Maybe it's 5 or 6. I don't know. It's a lot. It's certainly you got to get 2, then the 3rd, then the 4th, then the 5th. I think this is number 6. Legitimately, I think this is number 6. Okay. Tough to keep track, honestly, as you all know. And yet they have learned nothing. They have learned nothing. The head of the CDC here, Mandy Cohen, head of the CDC. You think this should be a really, really smart person? You know, there's audio out there of her sounding like a complete, just a person of flimsy judgment and zero wisdom, talking about how they just sort of call people that they knew in public health, like, hey, are you shutting down whole industries? Yeah, we're going to shut down whole industries too. So you find yourself sitting here saying, why would that person be in this position to make these decisions? Well, let me let you hear how she tries to explain it. We've come a long way since the early days of 2020. Back then, I was the head of North Carolina's Department of Health and Human Services, et cetera, et cetera. Now I lead the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We're in such a different place. No federal mandates, no travel restrictions, yada, yada, yada. While we would all love to leave COVID in the rearview mirror, the virus is still here, and it will probably always be with us. The good news is that we have the tools to help people avoid serious illness, hospitalization, blah, blah, blah. Updated COVID-19 vaccines are our most effective tool in combating the virus. I'm not getting one. I think I've gotten one flu shot in my life because I was at a doctor and they're like, hey, just get the flu shot, man. Like, it's what the cool kids are doing. And I was like, all right. Now, I want to be clear about something. I got all the normal vaccinations that one, the required vaccinations that one gets growing up in this country. But also when I went into the CIA, I'll tell you this. I believe that, well, I don't want to get into crazy medical diagnosis, but let's just say that I developed celiac disease after going through a period of getting a lot of shots, vaccines, and being on a lot of medications for malaria, particularly when I was overseas and having to take a lot of antibiotics and deal with different stomach infections and everything else. I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying I got stuck with so many needles for the crappy places around the world, some of which I've talked about before, others I have not really talked about where I got sent. But I got so many vaccines that to me, like getting a flu shot, I was like, you know, come on, you know, it's like, what's that going to do? I've already turned myself into a petri dish, which I do not recommend. I would also say to you, I do not recommend. And I would have I have huge questions about some of the things that I was made to do particularly on the anti-malarial front, but other things as well, where I just sat there. I was like, really? This is anyway, I got a flu shot once. That's where we are now with the COVID booster. So interesting. Notice they also call it a booster. What is it? Why is it a booster shot? It's a different virus now, right? Or it's a mutated version of the virus. Your old shot doesn't protect you. This shot is going to protect you. How well? You're still going to get COVID. You're still going to be able to spread COVID. That's what all the data shows. It makes it less likely that you will die. Okay, what are the chances that a healthy person is going to die if they get COVID right now? It's infinitesimal based on the strength of the virus as it is. But more to the point here, there's no humility at all from these COVID lunatics. None. There's no part of them that says, wow, we were horrible. We got people fired from their jobs. We tore families apart. We told people that they couldn't go to funerals of loved ones, that they couldn't have weddings. Now, you could have BLM demonstrations, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, it's just made everything worse for everybody in the country as a movement, as we know. But that was okay. The public health experts were all okay with that. It was the current thing at that time. Oh, you got to mobilize around, you know, then it's Ukraine and COVID, BLM. But we sit here and we say, the CDC director of the New York Times telling you to get it because it's our most effective tool. It's a crap tool. Okay. It doesn't work very well at all. The flu shot, I got news for you, doesn't work very well at all either in a lot of years. And they've admitted that for many years. They kind of got to guess. They got to get ahead of it. They're not really sure that. There's also another thing. Old sick people are going to die. We're all, in fact, going to die. So this idea that, oh my gosh, if COVID, you know, COVID may be the last thing that pushes a 94-year-old with, you know, emphysema who's obese, that may be the last straw, so to speak. Well, a lot of things would be. Waking up in a month could be. I mean, this is the reality of the world that we live in. This is the reality of our life cycle. But they don't take this into account at all. It's all fear mongering. It's all nonsense. Here we go. What's more, anyone, this is from this piece. Anyone who gets infected with COVID can develop long COVID. And I don't want any American to experience that if it can be avoided. Long COVID, not really a thing. They've done studies, the most recent studies. The people who are in charge of telling you about the data don't even look at the data anymore because they can't. Because if they did, it would become too obvious to them that they are imbeciles who have been wrong on absolutely everything. You know, this is another thing. I get all these people that say, oh, well, if we knew then what we know now, I knew it. Go back. Go check on Twitter. What was I saying about lockdowns? What was I saying about masks? in April, in May, in June of 2020, saying this is idiotic. None of this makes any sense. What are we doing? Why did I know? Because I wasn't yet, my mind had not yet been seized by the mind virus, right? The brainwashing had not seized hold of my cerebral cortex. Millions of other people, though, unfortunately, it did. They were, I must do whatever they tell me on COVID. It was pathetic, embarrassing. People should be embarrassed about it. CDC director should be horrifically embarrassed. Nobody should listen to this person ever again. But people talk about scrapping the FBI. First of all, that's, do you want someone to, what happens when you know, someone gets kidnapped in one state, taken to another? I mean, you could have state law enforcement agencies, I guess, coordinate on it, or you could have the FBI handle it, right? What happens on matters of federal law? It's an FBI matter. So you're just going to create a new FBI? I mean, but the CDC? I don't know. Why do we need a CDC? You say, oh, but health. The CDC is a crap organization that utterly failed. The CDC is the equivalent of like a military that had to surrender after 2 days because they didn't even have ammunition and they had no training. I mean, it was a joke. CDC is an abomination. You say, oh, we need it. Why? We have a massive health apparatus in this, private health apparatus and state and local health apparatus in this country. What do you need a coordinating federal mechanism? What? To tell us about the scourge of gun violence? The whole thing is so idiotic, folks. It's so idiotic. Yeah, abolish the CDC. Abolish the CDC. I am 100% serious. That's what we should do. That's what Republicans should do. Get rid of it. It did nothing. It existed for many years to do nothing. And then when it was supposed to do something, it did nothing. You want the towels in your home to be soft and absorbent. I know that was a bit of a hard term, but we got to get into our wonderful reads here. That's why MyPillow's towels are described by those in the audience as the softest, best pillows, best towels and pillows they've ever had. The towels sell out nearly as quickly as they're able to restock them. But the good news is they're back in stock and back on sale. 6-piece set priced at $39.99. That's 50% off the set of 6 towels, 2 bath, 2 hand, and 2 washcloths. These towel sets are made with USA cotton. That's where the softness comes from. Refresh the towels in your home with new pillows and new towels from MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, use my name, Buck, as your promo code to get 50% off. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my name, Buck, as the promo code for 50% off. So then you have this from the world of all things Biden. Then you have this situation playing out. The Daily Mail headline. Sorry, I was loading it. That's why I was kind of talking slow there for a second. Biden's White House will send letter to CNN, New York Times, and other outlets demanding them to probe the lies behind the GOP's plan to impeach the president. I mean, you got to be kidding me, right? That's how pathetic this has become. The expectation is that the White House, instead of speak truth to power, it's speak whatever the White House tells you to. Do whatever this White House says. No shame. No shame in the Democrat media's game. You've noticed that. It's not going to change anytime soon. It's always been the case. Now we just see it more. Now it's more brazen. It's more obvious. This idea that there's nothing to see here, I'll put it to you this way. Take a step back for a second. If Joe Biden weren't the president, if he were the governor of a purple state, I don't know, if he were like a Bob McDonnell figure in Virginia, remember that? Supreme Court had to overturn the super aggressive partisan prosecution of Bob McDonnell and his wife because it was so outrageous and so over the line. But let's assume that Biden was the governor of Virginia and his son had been accepting gifts from foreign governments, not registering as a foreign agent, saying he was giving money to his dad, the governor, saying that he would give access to the governor for projects and things like that in the state of Virginia, etc. Would anyone think that there was a problem with a corruption investigation? That no, it would be screaming for a corruption investigation. It couldn't be any more obvious that there would need to be a corruption investigation. So, with that in mind, what exactly is this White House talking about? They're just throwing whatever they can at this situation because they know they've got a weak incumbent. They don't have any good second options, and they're going to have to, I won't get into this in a second, they're going to have to just hold their nose and fight for Biden. And the Democrat media is the single most effective tool that the Democrat Party has to keep their dishonest, destructive and often dumb politicians in power. The Democrat media is their single most important tool, and they are calling for it right now. You know, you better ask McCarthy all the tough questions. Why not ask the president the tough questions? Well, this White House knows that it like trained dogs, Pavlovian fashion, right? They are giving the stimulus and they expect the media to act on that stimulus in reflexive fashion. They don't even think about it. It's, oh, okay, boom, we go. You know, the metronome has been heard. The buzzer wasn't actually a bell that Pavlov used, but that's a whole other conversation. All right, 22 years ago this week, our lives changed forever with the tragic events surrounding the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and Flight 93 over Pennsylvania. The toll is massive. The lives lost on 9/11 and the days afterward, the thousands of people who lost family members or suffered injuries, not to mention all the illnesses that continue to take lives all these years later. There's an entire generation, maybe two generations, that knows little to nothing about our nation's darkest day. The Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute was launched to right this wrong by helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about 9/11. Their nonfiction first-person accounts are told through videos and a captivating book series. These accounts are moving and unparalleled. Kids won't forget these true stories. The Institute offers full curriculum units with scripted social studies lessons, activities, and background for teachers. To never forget, we must educate future generations. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org. Now we've got David Ignatius in the Washington Post writing a piece saying that Biden and Kamala shouldn't run again. And they've got 1 month basically to figure this out, meaning the Democrat Party. They shouldn't run again. It's not going to happen. They won't be able to defeat Trump. Now, you could say it's just one column, sure, but David Ignatius, Washington Post, he's about as, you know, this is like Maggie Haberman from The New York Times. I mean, this is Democrat regime royalty media. Remember, he's the one who published the General Flynn conversation, which was leaked. It was a classified leak, a felony. They never found out who did it, of course. Just kind of like they never found out who leaked the Supreme Court decision before it happened. Somehow they don't find these things out. But Ignatius saying that it can't be Biden is, I think, a recognition that the age issue is going to be a huge drag for Joe Biden. And they're really just going to hope that the prosecutions of Trump can do the work of the campaign instead. That's what I see happening here. So even Ignatius, for all of you who are saying, oh, it's going to be Gavin Newsom or they're going to get Michelle Obama to run or whatever. You can't even get on the ballots if you're not the nominee by December. So you're going to, if you're a Democrat and you want to win an election, you have to be on the state ballots by, call it, Christmas 2023. You have to already be in that process. Otherwise, you're going to be running, but you will not be able to be on the ballots in these states. Now, you could try to do, I guess, a write-in or something, but good luck with that. So the window here is narrowing very quickly. Ignatius saying it shouldn't be Biden goes to the anxiety the Democrats have. I am here to tell you it will be Biden. And, you know, I got a lot of heat for a long time on this one. It's going to be Biden. They don't care. They're going to push him through. Some of you now are knowing, you're thinking to yourself, Buck, wow, he's guy's kind of smart, knows some things. Yeah. Going to be Joe Biden, and it's going to be Kamala Harris, and then it's going to be Joe Biden resigning in the summer of, I would say, summer of 25. He'll make it to the summer of 25 if he wins, of course, against Trump, which is a giant if. You and me, we're both information accumulators. You listen, you read, you watch, you accumulate information, and then you make a decision with it. So add this to the information coming your way. According to Wall Street Insider and digital currency expert Tika Tiwari, our federal government could soon announce a change with the U.S. dollar. The inside thinking is that our currency may soon become much more digital than the paper currency we've used our whole lives. A central bank digital currency could be coming your way. Tika Tiwari is warning the official announcement could come in the next few months. He's put together a video explaining all of this, as well as providing the three steps you need to take to prepare. Go to dollarrecall.com to watch the video some in the government don't want you to see. That's dollarrecall.com. Learn how to prepare before it's too late. DollarRecall.com, paid for by Palm Beach Research Group. All right, team. So one ask for all of you out there. Carrie and I are going to be picking up a dog in 6 weeks or so. So if you have any recommendations on resources for how to, I want to train this thing so that it moves with, you know, the precision of a Navy SEAL's highly trained Malinois, but is just a little love bug who wants to cuddle. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna put titanium fangs on it or anything and tell it to attack burglars. No, no, no. I just mean I want it to not bark unless it's supposed to. Sit, maybe roll over, I don't know. But how do I do that? I've never trained a dog myself. I've grown up with dogs, but my mother, who's like the dog whisperer, trains the best dogs. And I didn't really pay attention. I just was happy that she was training them. So if you have any resources on that, let me know. Talk to you tomorrow. Best way to do it would be, you guys, go on Instagram and send me a direct message. I tend to see a lot of the Instagram direct messages. Other ways these days, a little tougher. Or on Twitter. You can at Buck Sexton, write me a message. Shields high.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.